Another new exhibit is opening this weekend at Michigan State University's Broad Art Museum. It features two works by Michigan-based artist Lisa Walcott. Current State Scott Pohl went to the museum this week to talk with the artist and the museum's director of education, Amy Shapiro. Walcott is the first Michigan artist with an exhibition at the Broad Art Museum.
I've been living in Michigan my entire life, except I went to undergrad in the Chicago area at Trinity Christian College, and then I went to graduate school at Cranbrook Academy of Art, just finished in 2010. And I've been exhibiting all over the Midwest and a little bit around the nation in the last 3 years since I finished.
For the benefit of listeners who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about your preferred media, your approach to art. What sorts of pieces do you focus on?
I make mostly kinetic sculpture and installation art. A few drawings as well sort of inform the sculptures, but all of them deal with space and time.
When you say site-specific, this strikes me as being a golden opportunity for that in this building. This Zaha Hadid design might lend itself to some new creative avenues for an artist. Is there something to that in this case?
Absolutely. It's been challenging in a lot of ways. The angles have made my vertical pieces fit in funny ways, but I also think that's part of what's really interesting about it. Gravity is dictating quite a bit of the way my work is hanging, and the building kind of goes opposite of that, or against the grain.
Are you liking the way it's turning out?
Absolutely. I'm really happy with how it's turning out.
The exhibition is called Less Still. Can you define for me what you mean by that?
I was interested in the way the phrase went back and forth between being about a quantity. A lot of the work is quite sparse and subtle, and then also about, you know, referencing movement. Everything is moving.
Your pieces in this exhibit move, and sometimes in unpredictable ways. That's part of the plan, isn't it?
Yes. Pretty much all of the materials are used specifically for the way that they can move, how much weight they can support. There's almost, in the combination that they're in, there's almost no other way to do it. Joints are loose so that things can wobble. It's all kind of part of the way the work moves.
We're looking at one piece now. Perhaps the installation isn't complete, but the simple explanation of it for radio listeners is a ball on the end of a stretchy string, which is bouncing up and down, and it's set up in a fashion where it will always be in motion. First of all, is this work complete, or is there more going into this?
There will be 10 of these balls bouncing in the space, and people will be able to actually walk between them. And the rhythm of the ball, because of the bungee and the way the weight of the ball and the speed of the motor turning it, it'll actually hover on the second bounce. So it'll hit the floor and then hover the second time. So it kind of becomes this piece all about line, space, playfulness, rhythm, just kind of a experience for people to get right into the middle of.
I would expect that people might be tempted to touch it. Is that going to be discouraged?
That will be discouraged, yes.
Especially kids might be tempted. Bouncy ball! Looks like a paddle ball sort of a thing almost.
Yep.
What's it called?
It's called Vice Versa.
And then we're also looking at another piece, which is hanging over the information desk here. Can you tell me about that piece too, please?
Yeah, that piece is called Swarm. It's made of, well, there's a motor on the top, wires hanging down from there, and then a large mass of thread and sinkers covered in black wax that resembles something like a swarm of flies. The motion of the wires turning is disrupted by a piece of latex tubing and wire, so it kind of gives it a really unpredictable movement once again. And then the weight just, you know, shifts around and gives it this kind of annoying swarm motion.
The Broad Art Museum is less than a year old, and it's getting international attention for its Zaha Hadid design. Yours is the first exhibition here featuring a Michigan artist. So I'd like to find out if that means a lot to you. Does being here raise your profile in the national or even global art world?
I'm definitely thrilled with the opportunity to be here and honored to be the first Michigan artist. And this is my first show in an art museum, so definitely a great opportunity for me.
If it's your first museum show, tell me about other places where your work has been shown.
I've showed at Coop Gallery in Nashville, Tennessee. I've shown in Receiver Fest in Charleston, South Carolina. I've shown at Three Walls Gallery in Chicago. And I also had a piece at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Detroit.
Amy Shapiro is Director of Education here at the Broad Art Museum. This exhibit is part of a new program that is funded by the MSU Federal Credit Union, the Artist Studio Series. Can you shed some more light on that series for me, please?
Sure. Lisa is the first artist in the Artist Studio Series, and we are thrilled about that. The series takes an artist into our education wing and asks them to create a site-specific work. As part of the program, artists spend about 30% of their time doing outreach to the community. In most cases, this will include studio visits to MFA students at MSU. This will include curriculum development. It can include visits to local schools. In Lisa's case, she will be visiting artists in the MFA program here. We'll also be collaborating with a local teen art organization to do a bunch of workshops with them. She'll be giving an artist talk. And so depending on each artist and what their style is and what their work is, they can sort of help dictate what that community outreach looks like.
As an artist, lots of artists are solitary figures. They like to work in quiet, in private, I suppose. This outreach type stuff might be new for you, working with students, speaking to classes and other groups. Is that something that you're looking forward to as part of this exhibition?
I am looking forward to that part of it. I have actually taught some high school classes in the past, and I really enjoy working on projects with students. So I think it'll be a good opportunity.
Tell me about some of the artists that have inspired you over the years.
I really like Nina Cannell's work. She makes a lot of pieces that are about transitional moments and interactions between things that you can't really see. She tries to give kind of a physical manifestation for those pieces, and I do some similar things in my work. Robert Gober's an artist that I've really loved for a long time. I love the way he uses objects as metaphor. Seal Floyer is another favorite of mine. She makes very simple sculptures that, her sculptures are very simple yet poignant, and I love the way that she can take, you know, all these objects together and make one poignant thought out of those pieces.
Amy Shapiro is Director of Education at the Broad Art Museum. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Lisa Walcott, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Walcott's exhibition, Less Still, at the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus, runs through October 20th. For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.